shooting has begun on a Czech miniseries called Slovan, set in the 7th century following the death of Sarno, a Frankish merchant who founded the first recorded political entity of the Slavic people. Samo's empire, as it is sometimes called, was more of a loose union of West Slavic tribes, most likely centered in Moravia and the Duchy of Nitra, but included Czech and Sorbian tribes, as well as some living along the river Danube. Brian Kennedy has the story.
Kamachutiešiti, Bavari valdenti tanta zemiam, magonti buti vishande, namu terbaiti vuzupenti, bliže ku naši zemi.
While the miniseries is mainly voiced by Czech actors, the dialogue is mainly in Proto-Slavic, or Praslovanština, an unintested, reconstructed proto-language of all Slavic languages, representing speech from around the Middle Bronze Age until early in the Middle Ages. Speaking Proto-Slavonic convincingly presents a challenge, says Slovan actor Ondřej Sosna.
Ten jazyk je krásný, je melodický a v čem je to podobné?
The language is beautiful and melodic. It is similar to today's Czech, but still it's very difficult to speak a language that I do not really understand at all.
Mluvit jazykem, kterému opravdu nerozumím, je to náročné.
Writing was not introduced into Slavic culture until the 9th and 10th centuries AD, and the primary source on King Samo is a Frankish document of uncertain authorship known as the Chronicle of Fredegar, originally written in the 7th century AD. So, Slovan screenwriter and director Filip Sikora, interviewed on the set by Czech Radio, had to take a fair bit of artistic license in the absence of hard historical facts.
Bádal jsem o tom, co vlastně se stalo během 7. století u nás.
I was researching the 7th century in the Czech lands after the death of Samo, how people looked, how they talked. But no one really knows. There are only assumptions, not many facts. But based on these assumptions, we created a Slavic world and reconstructed the language of Proto-Slavic and Old Bavarian. And in this way, we hope to revive that world.
Jazyk praslovanštiny a starobavorštiny a tím vlastně ten svět chceme oživit.
According to the Chronicle of Fredegar, the merchant Samo was likely a kind of arms dealer who provided the Slavs with weapons. It was a confederation known as the Wends, Slavs of the Windic March, who elected him as their leader and king. The miniseries Slovan takes place following Samo's death in 658 AD, when a massacre of all those challenging the claim to the throne of his son, Vladuc, breaks out in the Slavic Empire. Among the survivors seeking refuge in Frankish Bavaria, deep in the Bohemian forest today known as Šumava, are the dead king's main advisor and loyal friend, Izaslav. It was a perilous time, to say the least, notes Slovan director Filip Sikora, who does not choose sides in the sense that his characters are not two-dimensional embodiments of good and evil.
Pro nás je klíčový nejenom u tohoto filmu, ale i u těch následujících.
It is critical for us to perceive people's experiences during times of crisis. I believe people do what the world allows them to do as best they can. When they can't, they do bad things. I have no illusions that there are good and bad people. They are happy and unhappy. And our band is not very happy and do bad things to survive.
A nebo nešťastný. A naše družina není zrovna šťastná. A proto přežití dělají i špatné věci.
The four-part miniseries Slovan, which is set to air in about 6 months, is being filmed mainly in the Šumava Mountains, but also in the archaeological open-air museum in Přesno u Loni. It is the second production by Claremore Film, founded by a group of Czech history buffs from the Pilsen and Klatovy regions.